Harper Audio presents Catullus Bedspread by Daisy Dunn, read by Mike Grady. This bedspread, embroidered with the shapes of men who lived long ago, unveils the virtues of heroes through the miracle of art. Author's note: the political system in Rome. Politicians in Rome followed an established ladder of power. At the top sat two chief magistrates known as consuls. Male citizens of Rome aged 17 and above elected the two consuls each year, and the Senate guided them, while also managing the civic purse and foreign relations. The first consuls had been plucked from the richest families. The first senators' descendants were the patricians or aristocrats of Catullus Rome. Before a man could even think about becoming a consul, he needed to gain some experience. As he approached the age of 30, a budding patrician politician would strive first to be elected as a quaestor, whose tedious responsibilities involved supervising the treasury. At the end of the year, funds permitting, quaestors became life members of the Senate, and the more appealing prospect of running for the senior magistracies, aedile, praetor, then consul, suddenly became feasible. Beyond the consulship, men could become censors, who routinely examined the membership of the Senate. Before they could run for the senior magistracies, plebeian candidates, by contrast, could achieve the tribunate. Every year Catullus spent in Rome, he would see 10 tribunes of the people elected from the plebeian class scurry off to their own assemblies to consider legislation.